This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Britain today, a coroner ruled that a British soldier who died in a friendly fire incident in Iraq was unlawfully killed. Lance Corporal Matthew Hull died when his convoy was attacked by American planes near Basra during the invasion of Iraq in 2003. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Coroner's inquests are held in Britain for any unnatural death, whether at home or abroad. Nearly 4 years after Lance Corporal Matthew Hull died in Iraq, the coroner in Oxford delivered the verdict on his death, ruling that it was unlawful and criminal. He said there was no evidence that the US attack that killed Corporal Hull resulted from either self-defense or an honest mistake, and he criticized the US government for its failure to send witnesses. The inquest was delayed so long, partly because Corporal Hull's widow Susan had fought the US and British governments to obtain a cockpit video recording from the US aircraft that fired on her husband's convoy. At a news conference, Susan Hull said that she and her husband's family believed it was the right verdict, and she spoke of her feelings toward the American pilots involved, who were both from the Idaho Air National Guard.
I hope that they're at peace with themselves and that they can move on in their lives. I'm sure they are feeling remorse for what they did. I hope so, anyway. Perhaps it sends a message to other pilots about how they need to be trained and the enormity of what they're doing in the sky, actually. It can have grave consequences.
Today's verdict is in no way legally binding on the United States. The British Ministry of Defence said in a statement that it was carefully considering the coroner's comments and apologised for what it called the confusion and upset caused by the handling of the cockpit video, which it had initially said did not exist. The US government then refused to release the video, but the recording was leaked to a British newspaper and broadcast widely on television and the internet. It was eventually shown at the inquest. Speaking at a State Department briefing in Washington, spokesman Sean McCormack disputed today's ruling.
Clearly, we don't agree with the assessment. What we have here is a tragedy that occurred during a time of war. We have conducted an investigation into the matter. Our military has. They have come to their own conclusions. We certainly would not agree with any conclusion that categorizes this as a criminal act.
The Pentagon released a statement also describing the incident as a tragic accident, saying that it had shared all the information from its inquiry with the British Defense Ministry, except those parts that had to be withheld for what it called security, privacy, or other reasons. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.